From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Iran's parliament set to hold a special session as of noon today, or early today, discussed the anti-government protests there that began on December 28th and are continuing. Meantime, President Trump is set to decide in the next few days whether to continue waiving sanctions on Iran that were suspended under the 2015 international deal on Iran's nuclear program. And in Europe, supporters of the anti-government protesters in Iran have been gathering in the streets. President Trump says he hopes the newly arranged talks between North and South Korea will go beyond the Olympics and promised the United States will take part at the appropriate time.
If we can come up with a very peaceful and very good solution, we're working on it with Rex, we're working on it with a lot of people. If something can happen and something can come out of those talks, that would be a great thing for all of humanity. That would be a great thing for the world.
The president also said that he had spoken with South Korean leader Moon Jae-in, who thanked him for his tough stance on North Korea. North Korea on Friday accepted South Korea's offer of high-level talks on the upcoming Olympic Games to take place Tuesday at the truce village of Panmunjom, in the heavily fortified demilitarized zone dividing the two Koreas. China's Ministry of Transport said today 32 crew members of an oil tanker missing after the vessel collided with a bulk freighter. Maritime officials say 30 Iranians and two Bangladeshis on the tanker were unaccounted for after the collision off of China's east coast. Tanker was sailing from Iran to South Korea. Authorities report 21 crew members of that freighter have been rescued. This is VOA News. Local media reporting several Saudi princes have been arrested coming after last year's corruption crackdown that hit dozens of the country's elite. We get more now from Reuters' Matthew LaRotonda.
Saudi Arabia's crown prince, Mohammed bin Salman, may be continuing his purge of the country's elite, including the royal family. 11 Saudi princes have reportedly been arrested at a rare protest at a palace in Riyadh. That's according to a local news site, which said the princes had gone there to demand compensation for a death sentence given to a relative. They were also reportedly angry over austerity measures that stopped, among other things, their utility bills from being paid off by the state. They were detained after refusing to stop their demands. Reuters has not been able to independently verify the report. But last year, the Saudi government rounded up dozens of royals and government officials in what they billed as a crackdown on corruption, and it further strengthened the powers that Crown Prince Mohammed has gathered in recent years.
That is Reuters' Matthew LaRotonda reporting. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro has ordered the shutdown of all air and sea links to the islands of Aruba, Bonaire, and Curaçao for 3 days. Maduro says the three nations have been running black markets by taking goods from Venezuela and selling them illegally. U.S. Republican Senator Jeff Flake says the United States has found no evidence that American diplomats in Havana were the victims of attacks with an unknown weapon. Flake, a Senate Foreign Relations Committee member and a longtime leading advocate of detente with Cuba, met in Havana with high-ranking Cuban officials, including Foreign Minister Bruno Rodriguez and officials of their Interior Ministry, which oversees domestic security and works with the foreign law enforcement agencies.
The Cuban Interior Ministry is saying that the FBI has told them that they have no evidence of an Islamic attack, even though that term is being used, attack, there is no evidence of it. Something happened, we don't know what it was, but there's no evidence that the Cuban government attacked diplomats here.
Washington says 24 U.S. government officials and spouses fell ill in Havana in their homes and some hotels starting in 2016. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson has said that he was convinced these were targeted attacks, but the U.S. does not know who is behind them. The U.S. has withdrawn most of its diplomats from Havana, citing a health risk, and forced many Cuban diplomats to leave Washington. Get more news at our website, voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.